Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Oh, settling in. Got your holiday shopping done?
I'll do it Wednesday. I'm out of here Wednesday, so you'll be.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. I got
How about you?
You? I'm pretty much wrapped up.
All right.
And now I'll spend the next 3 days saying to anybody, if somebody needs something picked up, I'll pick it up.
Now, what do you want from Santa?
Well, I got this watch already, which it's the big one for me. It's one of those golf watches.
Let me see. I was lit like that was new.
It's a Garmin.
Look at it. My man stunting on him. Yeah. Who got it for you?
It's a family gift. We do family gifts.
Oh, man, I love that.
By the way, Saturday. It was raining all weekend, but Saturday morning from 8 to noon was beautiful out. So I squeezed in around.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Yeah. I had some really tough luck. Well, I know you don't want to hear it.
I don't know when I break out this conversation at the funeral that I had.
What happened?
With a particular person. And I just, I saw Silk Bay, see everybody, all my friends.
All the boys.
Yeah, for 49er Frankie, everybody showed up, and we had a great time. Mr. Basie, who coached me in CYO, he was the real Don Nelson. He put me at point guard. Remember that? Put me at point guard, and we had a good team. So we've been together just forever. I've known him forever, right? So he's there with his lovely wife, Hazel, Red Silk Basie's mom.
Sure.
We family. So they were giving us love on the show, and we're just having fun. And then at the end, Hazel, Miss Basie, mentioned something to me.
Oh, no.
She said, stop. As we're leaving.
This is Hazel?
Yeah, this is the Silk Basie's mom. No, this is my auntie. She goes, yeah, you lie a little bit on the show.
Wait, you or me?
Me. Oh. So I wanted to, as I was leaving the funeral, I wanted to go to her house and just knock on the door and say, hey, let's talk a little bit. But Steiny, why would Miss Basie say, maybe about my career? I've been thinking about it. I got to go back over to Basie's house and find out, what do you think she meant? I could have asked her, but it'd be like Mike Tyson.
She clearly goes way back with you, so she knows. If you don't know by now, I think maybe you should pull her aside and ask her.
I told him I was going to come over and see him more, but maybe that'll be when I come back. Like, what are you talking about? But yeah,
I guess I got to acknowledge tough Saturday for my green wave.
It was embarrassing. But for some out there, they thought that was coming, so they profited. I don't know. Some people I know.
We lost 27-10. Not bad. Go Green Wave!
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know it was 41-10, but by the time I got in front of my TV, it was already 14-0, so that doesn't count. I only watched 27-10.
And then
they had nobody.
Yeah, what about Oregon? Right. Like they got to put an end to that, Stoney. Notre Dame. We wanted to see Notre Dame put somebody in but the scholarship kids.
We can't take away from our great year.
Look at
sorry.
It. Summer all's you know gone.
Here's one thing. You guys are going
to... I was embarrassed.
Just take note of me today, and you'll know how to approach fandom. It's a disappointing loss. We didn't play our best football.
Oh, boy. Didn't belong.
We're not an Ole Miss's class.
Without Lane. Oh,
our quarterback was not very good.
I seen him good. That wasn't it.
Yeah.
Hopefully Brock Purdy will be better tonight. No Pearsall.
Yeah.
I had a long weekend, a long one.
Yeah.
Not a good long one. But, dude, are you worried about? Like, come on, man.
Am I worried about what?
Pearsall.
No.
And it's in and out, and now he's missing another game.
No. What's to worry about? He's injury prone. Like, we know that. It's like guys in foul troubles, fouled out of a game, is no longer in foul trouble.
Speaking of which, big win for the Dubs.
A win for the Dubs.
That was a big.
Is big?
That, dude, that three-pointer would have put Phoenix up one.
Gillespie?
Oh, man!
You know, I was just surprised over the weekend that that Draymond Green got ejected from the game, but they let the Warriors continue to play.
Well, I'm going to say this.
They didn't disappear. Like, the Warriors actually, they can function without Draymond Green. It's unbelievable.
I got to give you something.
You think the whole franchise would collapse.
I'm going to give you something and Draymond something. I'm driving to the funeral listening and spying on you and Evan Friday, and out of my man's mouth, I'm going to call you the professor today because you get this victory lap. You sniffed. You said somebody needs to foul Dylan Brooks as soon as that, this is how I think it, the ball's tipped, right?
Yeah.
And after what he did Thursday night, which I couldn't react to with you Friday, but you and Evan did a great job. And that's what Draymond did. He snapped. He was like, I'm tired of y'all hitting my dude. So why do I love Dre and why am I shocked that he was the guy that answered your bell on payback? Well, shout out James Brown.
First of all, he didn't get credit for that.
That's to me.
He went after Gillespie.
It needed to be done.
That was Gillespie.
Oh, Draymond. I like, that's what Stoney was talking about. Little Durrell was laughing when I said what you had said about somebody watching the game, and he just started smiling like, he ain't that tight, but he was like, I can see that. And Draymond got threw out, and I think it helped him.
I mean, the Warriors, they functioned with him. Yeah.
Will Richard.
They functioned without him. Yeah, Will Richard, he was their third scorer. They got a third scorer on Saturday night,
yeah,
and they ended up winning the ball game. Steph, Jimmy Butler, and Will Richard playing terrific basketball in the Warriors. They needed that win. You can't lose two games in three nights to the same team, especially if you're going to be competing against them. So the Warriors get that one tonight. Get that one Saturday. Tonight they play the Magic. I'll be in the house, Goo.
Oh, I'm going to be there Christmas.
Okay.
All right. So nice. I got to ask who you going with, if you don't mind.
It's our annual fam get-together at a Warrior game. But the problem is...
You're going to miss Bancaro? No, who's not available?
No, I'm going to miss the... I got to figure out the 49ers
game,
too.
Well, tape it. They're not going to show the score at the game.
All right,
I'm a professional. Okay, hide from life.
Then I'm going to get back home at 10:30, 11 at night. What do you think I'm going to do? You think I'm really going to stay up till 1 and watch it?
That's the best time when everybody's asleep. It's Christmas time.
I'll try to keep my eye on it during the game, but yeah, that'll be a tricky one.
Oh, then I gotta really carry us tomorrow.
Do either of you guys have NFL Plus, by the way?
I got the Sunday ticket and I got a DVR.
Well, I was gonna say
I am my NFL Plus.
If Stoney really wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay, go. If Stoney really wanted to. If you really wanted to, you could watch the condensed games and it's like 40 minutes, but it shows every play. I mean, it shows every play.
I like that.
It's just not, I watched it. I think it's great. Yeah.
The problem is I'll watch a game and then go to the one on YouTube, but that's just
that's just highlights.
The good plays. At least
but aren't you going to be on a natural high? No, I'm being serious. Like when we used to do pre and post, I couldn't get home at 1 a.m, you and I. I couldn't just go to sleep. Are you telling me you're going to leave all that electricity, get in the car,
your daughters. It'll take us an hour to get. It'll take us an hour to get home,
and then you'll be
exactly.
Wow,
exactly.
I'm wired.
Yeah, I'll figure something out.
I got you.
Let's start out with Jeff in Rhode Island. You ever been to Rhode Island, Goo?
No, I have not. What's there?
Providence.
Yeah, haven't been.
Brown University.
Now, good call.
Newport Beach, which is very, very affluent area.
Okay. All right.
That's probably where Jeff's from, Newport. What's up, Jeff? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, yeah, hey.
Unfortunately, I'm a little bit out of that that class for Newport.
All right.
But, as far as the Niners, I mean, I know, like you guys are saying, we're playing with house money, but I'm hoping there's a little more focus now with these last three, knowing that we can get the one seed. And my goal for them is just making that final game against Seattle meaningful, that, yeah, we do have a shot. I don't want to – I'd like to get there thinking, hey, we've got a shot at it for the one seed. And as far as I just don't get the whole thing with Pearsall. Like, is he just an injury-prone player? Because every time I see him, I feel so good about him, and then you don't see him again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, man. I mean,
Donnie? Did we know it like this?
I mean, I'm
going to miss him tonight, and I'm sure they are, but damn.
How many games he played this year? He's probably missed half the year.
Without
right?
looking, how many would you say?
Seven he's played. Maybe 7 of 15 or 16.
And how many has he left of those, you know? I want to say he's played about 6. Ken will let us know. But anyway, it is I'm sure not. You want this your passing game up and running, and I'm not saying it can't do that come week one in the playoffs, which now you know you're going to be a part of, but he's just so young to be so hurt, Stoney, that's all.
Yeah.
Because when he's out there, he's productive. And I know he had a couple games, the numbers weren't there. But, dude, if they're going to pull something off, and I'm looking at him, Ken, through that prism of pulling something off, you know, no weeks off. But he's hurt.
I think his status is week to week right now. So we'll figure it out next week. Niners versus the Indianapolis Colts tonight. And they have 3 games left, and if they win them all, they're the number one seed. It's as simple as that.
Well, they got a big test. I don't know what you make of the Bears and how good they are. They came back and won a great game against Green Bay Saturday night, Stoney. But, you know, I'm looking at the schedule this week. Mm-hmm. You know what? I won't do that until tomorrow because the Niners still got to play tonight. I was going to tell you all the teams that they would need to lose and what's on the docket in regard to the schedule and how the Niners, what they would be hoping for before they took on and hosted the Bears Sunday night on NBC.
Oh, I got you.
But I'll wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
By the way, let me tell you where the NFL has struck out in a big way.
Officiating.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Are you watching all the cheating that's going on?
Cheating?
What happened in Denver, the Lions game against the Steelers?
What?
How is it a touchdown if it's offensive PI? Don't say that. It's stupid.
Well, it's
that's
not.
My fits. Don't say it's a touchdown. If it's offensive PI, there's no touchdown.
They got the call right.
They don't even know how to do overtime. Everything's just confusing. I'm like, are they doing it on purpose? Stoney, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If the dude...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Offensive pass interfered.
Okay.
They don't get a, that's over. Then they made the right call. The game's over.
But why I'm then saying, would you say the touchdown?
Well, he just got, you know, he's trying to make an explanation and he tried to do too much.
Okay, explain Thursday's 2-point conversion, which we ain't got a chance.
I don't know what happened there.
Seattle Rams.
I mean, I saw
it's
it.
It's an incomplete pass. The team's not even lobbying. They've accepted, hey, we didn't get it. Let's kick off. Oh, no, come back. Come back. By definition, there is a rule. That's a 2-point conversion. That makes you scratch your head. Pete Carroll calling timeouts the week before. Raiders, Broncos. This line's 10. To kick a meaningless field goal? Dude, the league, man. The league.
I'll tell you, a bigger problem than the officiating is their Christmas Day schedule.
Oh, boy. I'll be at the Warriors game.
There's not one game on Christmas with any playoff implication. We've got the Cowboys against the Commanders, Lions versus the Vikings, Denver at the Chiefs.
Wow, yeah. They struck out. But you never know.
Never know what?
Who's going to, when they made that schedule, Kansas City, okay. That's blockbuster. Dallas, that's blockbuster,
thing.
Not so much.
Cowboys, Commanders, nobody cares about
not
either
at
of those
all.
Teams.
Right.
I mean, I guess if you're a Broncos fan, you'd like to see them play well. But
dude, they lost to Jacksonville. Wow.
Jacksonville.
I said at the church, Friday to my friends after the ceremonies, Donnie, after the funeral, that Jacksonville was my pick and it was going to be a bet on the show with you, Willard, and Dibs that they were going to the AFC Championship game. But they got some promise. That's all I'll say.
All right.
Yeah.
So you want to make a bet or not?
But it don't hit hard now because they knocked off Denver and Now it seems like I'm just jumping on a bandwagon that I feel like I created. Just late. Timing was off.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland.
He's happy.
What's up, Antonio?
Man, I'm fired up. I'm ready for that number one seed. Yeah, I'm looking ahead. Oh, well, man. I'm just ready to have the most wins, continue to have the most wins on Monday Night Football history, these 49ers. Phillip Rivers, I think he's a great quarterback throughout his career. I think he's the worst great quarterback of all time, though. Like, he's great, but he's the worst great. And he's 44 now. He got a lot of knowledge. And, you know, we got Eric Kendricks. He'll be needed because he got a lot of knowledge, man, because we got young linebackers. And but in order for the Colts to win, they got to bring out Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, Dallas Clark, Terry Glenn, Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis. They got to bring them guys out of retirement to beat us tonight. That's how fired up I am, man. We on a winning streak right now, and we're on a super roll. I'm so freaking fired up for this game, man. Please come already. I love primetime games, you know, and it's in the dome. The weather's not going to, affect us, so it's on and popping, baby.
Antonio, I don't want to mess with your aura right now because you are fired up, but let's just keep it 100 real quick. The Ricky Pearsall not playing, how big of a concern is that just about him and his career possibly moving forward?
Oh, man, that is because, like, I mean, he's so young. Like you said, he's so young and already injured, man. It's like, can we just get a guy that's not injured? Jeez Louise. And they got Sauce Gardner, of course. So, you know, he's going to be guarding. I don't know. If I was the coach, I would actually put Sauce Gardner on Kittle. That's what I would do. You know, but Pearsall, he's a gamer when he's out there, but he's not out there. It just pisses me off so much, man. But Pearsall's big because he's like another security blanket. You know, first down chain mover, and he can get deep. So,
yeah.
That is crucial, though. I'm going to keep 100.
All right, baby.
Let me check Sauce Gardner's availability.
I think he might be out, Stoney. Both their corners. But, you said it just in regard to Pearsall because I'm a fan.
He's been ruled out.
Okay, so he's out. So, yeah. I mean, that helps the Niners or aids them. But I guess what it is Pearsall so young, Stoney. I guess that's what's kind of perplexing. Because when he's out there, you could see it.
I mean, maybe he's a guy who's going to have trouble staying healthy. He's on that track right now. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike. How are you, man?
What's up, guys? First off, I want to say is happy holidays to you and your families, and happy new year coming up and everything. Next thing I'm going to say is I don't give a damn about the NFL on Christmas just because of, like, the matchups and everything. I'll be watching basketball all day.
There you go.
Yep. And, man, woo! When I saw that news where the Niners clinched a playoff spot, you know, hey, that's all that matters in the end. You're in the playoffs now and everything, and quite frankly, you know, it's great news to hear. I don't care about damn injuries or anything like that, you know, when it comes to, you know, to the Colts. You know what? A win is a win in the NFL. That's all that matters. And if we can actually make that number one seed potentially, and, you know, big congrats to the Seahawks for making that win against the Rams in the end. But quite frankly, you know, we got a team. I don't care how many injuries have happened. We've been, you know, productive throughout the entire thing. And all I can say is at the very end, let's make Phillip Rivers, you know, wish he had baby number 11 at this point and just get the hell the win and just get the hell out of there and make him wish he retired all over again. Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike, appreciate the call.
No, he's got 10 kids.
Oh, that's what he meant.
That's amazing. You think he remembers all their birthdays?
I'm sure they have it tacked to the refrigerator.
He's got it in his phone. 10? That's a lot.
You know, the fun part now for the Niners is that, at least as far as I'm concerned, is this will give us I think we'll have a better gauge of who the 49ers are once they get into the playoffs. And, you know, obviously if they run the table or maybe even win two or three, they got a shot at it. I don't think it's going to be easy if they've got three road games ahead of them. But, you know, that's what these next three games are for. You got to figure out if you can compete with two teams that are in the NFC that are already that are in the playoffs.
And you got two
and
wins
the Bears
against
in Seattle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the Rams in Seattle. But you tell me if I'm being unfair or is it on brand? Because right now, I think I know who the Niners are offensively in the playoffs just because we've seen it under Brock Purdy. Now, Pearsall doesn't have that luxury, and I'm assuming he'll be back for their first playoff game. But, Stoney, what if my questions are the defense against even Phillip Rivers? I know a lot of people are laughing and expect him to kind of come out with a cane or a wheelchair. He held up against Seattle, and that game was close. But moving forward, at some point this team has to pay the price for what it is defensively. And I'm not saying they're bad. They're unproven. But can Saleh put him in a position against top-tier quarterbacks, Donnie, to where this thing, you could win some rounds in the tournament?
Well, I mean,
that's my question about the, not the offense, it's that part of it, defense, and starting tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the quarterbacks who are going to make the playoffs, some familiar names. We'll see Jalen Hurts, obviously. We'll see Brock Purdy. We'll see Matt Stafford. We'll see Sam Darnold. Yeah. We'll see
Caleb Williams.
Looks like we'll see Jordan Love. You know, those aren't outside of Stafford. I mean, they can.
This is going to be great.
They can control those guys, I would think.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Richie. Richie's in Queens. Likes where the Niners are at.
Our
hey,
man.
Richie.
Hey, my man. You know, hey, first of all, happy holidays, you guys. It's been a while.
You.
It's nice to be talking to San Francisco with a winning team. You know how I feel about my Giants. But, you know, this is, you know, I root for them. I am a New York Giants fan. Second team is them. Giants are just atrocious. It's just, it can't be any worse than what I've seen in my 65 years. But with the Niners, and I've been touting, called the morning show a couple of times. I mean, Shanahan's got to get votes for Coach of the Year. I mean, to lose the guys, to lose Williams, and obviously lose your Warner, and lose Bosa, Ayuk, a non-entity, Pearsall now hurt.
Your quarterback.
It's incredible how they played.
Yeah.
So, your quarterback, and I like Mac Jones, because I had said that he'd do a pedestrian job, and he did. He got you some wins. So, hey, look, you know, if this is the 1 year, guys, gun to your head, I hate to use that expression, but you know, it's almost like there's no clear-cut team. It was the Rams, supposedly, and they all of a sudden they got beat up. Look at Denver. Denver's unbeatable at home, and now all of a sudden the generational quarterback is starting to play like he should have the last couple of years in Lawrence. So it's obviously would be a major benefit for them to get home field.
Yeah.
Do I think they're going to go on the road and win three? Look, I'm going to be honest. I'm saying no. I'm not saying 100% no, but, God, it's in there. I think that Seattle Niner game could be phenomenal. So,
wow.
Hey, it's been a good year, and I wish you guys the best, as always, all right? And
back at you, Richie.
Hopefully during the baseball season. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Richie. Appreciate the call.
What a voice.
Richie in Queens.
Yeah. And, you know, Stoudy, I said it. I was early to it. It's not about awards, but if you want to give me something, I'm here. Like, this had all the ingredients from Kyle to keep this team afloat. And I know it's more than just Tim. But what I'm, you know, trepidatious about is this defense, man. And we'll see it tonight. Like, Phillip Rivers is not mincemeat, but can they keep going facing, you know, better quarterbacks, which they will the rest of the way, with the defense being just okay.
Yeah, I'm also wondering how these last three games and how they finish will impact how optimistic or not the 49er fans are going into the postseason.
That's a great call.
What are your expectations for the Niners tonight? What are they for the next three games, ladies and gentlemen? They can be anywhere from 1 to 5, 6, or 7. And they could be 2. I guess if they win the division and those other teams, Seattle and LA, lose 2 out of the next 3. But what are you looking for?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.